Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been watching with great interest the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. And it's very, very interesting to see the reaction to it. I wanted to understand a little bit more about this. What is really going on here? Brooke Spector, well known, of course, to all of us, associate editor, Daily Maverick, and a retired American diplomat. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so bright and early this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good to be with you. Well, there is the sun out there. It's finally starting. I'm ready to roll.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, I see your background. You really are taking advantage of the beautiful early morning. So what was this? What is this raid all about? What is going on here?
Okay, there are a couple of things that are happening here. One, when Donald Trump left the White House, a large number of boxes of correspondence and records and memoranda and so forth were shipped to his residence in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. This is likely in violation of the Presidential Records Act, which stipulates that all correspondence directly mm-hmm. related to the office of the president is preserved by the National Archives and Records Office, not the individual concerned, for the obvious reason. The then former president may well be trying to hide something or make something embarrassing disappear. And to complete the record of the federal government on all the information about whatever the federal government has done. Now, part of the problem is that in some of those materials, there may well also be classified material, that is material that's listed as top secret or secret. And if that's true, those materials require special handling and preservation as well as security. You can't just put them in a box in your whole closet and say, don't open till Christmas on the door. this is pretty close to what Donald Trump seems to have done, which is to taken right. a large volume of this, you know, a U-Haul truck's worth of this material, and stowed it in what he termed his personal safe at his residence on the grounds of his golfing club. Now, part of the problem then is that there is an ongoing investigation, low visibility but real, about the possibility that by now former president has violated any number of laws in that way, not just handling of the material, but carrying out the duties of the president. And the government and Trump's lawyers have been engaged in a low-key but ongoing discussion about the charges and the handling of the material. And all this folds back on whether or not the feds, that is the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice, they would have to go to a federal judge to ask for a search warrant. You know, we all know this kind of thing from watching
TV. We're all experts on this.
Yeah, well, every one of us knows everything there is to know about the criminal justice system watching 200 episodes of Law and Order.
Absolutely.
And you don't just show up to the judge with, hey, I want to investigate the former president. Give me a warrant. No, they have to be able to show cause. They have to be able to show the reasonableness of the request. And in the pursuing of this search, they clearly rocked up at the house on the golf estate late in the evening in a bunch of cars, flashing lights. They went in, they prized open the storage area, and took out at least 15 boxes worth of material. Now, when you think how much a standard stationary storage box can contain, that's a lot of paper, and that's a lot of documentation, and it means that they believe a lot of material to assume that there's relevant material somewhere in those 15 boxes. And they've taken it away, and they will be examining it with electron microscopes and, you know, calipers and everything else.
The The danger here, and it's been very, very interesting to see some of the reaction, is that it potentially, it can be viewed as political. We've had rumblings of Trump getting involved again in the next presidential race. We see a lot of this talk around. And my concern is that this could turn him into a potential victim or perceived as a victim and unite people against him. Now, personally, I could think of nothing worse than Trump in the office again. But to me, this looks like it could actually do him good, not bad.
Well, the sword can cut two ways. Mm. With those people who are dyed in the wool, Donald Trump supporters, come what may, whatever it is, it's going to, as you say, make him look like a victim. To the rest of us, it looks a little bit more like, well, gee, a president, an ex-president, is not above the law. If you commit a crime, or if you are accused of a crime, then, and the judge is convinced that a search of your stuff will produce the evidence, the bloody shirt, the knife, the incriminating memo, then you, just as they, come under scrutiny. And remember, too, that he's got a whole series of different but overlapping fires to be fighting. That's
January 6th kind of being one of them. But, overlapping fires. But I get it. I get it. It makes sense.
I mean, there's the case in Georgia about whether or not he tried to suborn a government official into falsifying votes. There is the rumbling and ongoing and perhaps never ending effort by the Internal Revenue Service, the tax man, to look at the way in which he or his accountants handled his taxes or the lack of them. There are several investigations in the state of New York about whether or not he used false valuations of property to obtain loans or other financial transactions by misstating or deliberately lying about the quality or the value of his properties. And then there is, the mother of all of these things, the ongoing January 6th investigation into the insurrection at the Capitol building, and whether or not by word, deed, or, wink of an eye, he encouraged these people to try to sack the Capitol building.
Right.
So none of that material presumably is related to the seizure of the documents. The document issue is more a function of violating the Presidential Records Act and the way in which classified material is stored. But it is possible, since the Justice Department is in the hot seat in both cases, it's possible there's an overlap. Mm. And we don't know, because the Department of Justice is never going to
share all the information.
Yeah, they're not going to give us a play-by-play.
How does this compare to, for example, Hillary Clinton, when we had her laptop? It's all right. Cats are absolutely welcome on the show. If all pets are welcome on this show, so you don't need to worry about that. But how does this?
You heard the cat, did you?
Yeah. Oh, we did. We very finely tuned. It's actually been a whole week of it. This is the second interview this week where we've had the cats very, very audible and wanting to participate. So we're very comfortable with that. How does this compare to Hillary Clinton and her that famous laptop story?
Well, I mean, as much as we can recollect it now, the Hillary Clinton saga was whether or not she used a private email server for her correspondence, electronic correspondence, and in the process was some of the workings of her office and her as an official carried out on that private email
server. So it's a very different level of comparison then.
Correct. There was never any implication that government secrets were revealed to the various creatures elsewhere.
It was more about security at that point rather than an overt act of taking documents that shouldn't have been removing documents that should never have been removed. Are we likely, we don't have a lot of time, but are we likely to hear in the near future what the findings are, or does this, is this now going to bubble over for some months before we really get a sense of what's happening?
Well, there's one important marker to keep in mind, and that is that the midterm election in early November, which is what, 3 months and a bit away from now, that, you know, we're going to find out whether or not the Trump folks can manage to make him the world's most pitiful victim between now and then, and have that in turn affect the outcome of some close races by people who feel positive toward him, or whether or not information will spill out, as it sometimes does, you know, the word leak, that points to some particularly unpleasant facts that, that come to light. My guess is we'll find out probably in some way before that, just before that election, that comes up. It's so, not the whole story.
Just to ask one final question, we are out of time, but it always concerns me about American politics, is people are very divided in the United States. And I'm asking you the question not to, to question your integrity at all, but would you, do you think you would feel exactly the same if this was happening to Biden or somebody else? I don't even know who you support. I don't even know if you support Biden or not. But if it was happening to somebody you supported, because the one thing I have observed in American politics is it's actually very easily defined. Whoever you support, well, then you support action against them, etc. Do you think that you would feel the same if it was a candidate you supported?
I'd feel awkward, but I'd also come down on the side of no president is above the law.
Okay. That's where we leave it. Brooke Spector, thank you for that. It is 7:01. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.